Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Wingo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Bishop steals second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb takes first base on ball four. Bishop moves to third. Hale moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop tags and scores. Hale tags and moves to third. Cobb tags and moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Cobb scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Heinie Maynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Heinie Maynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynes hits a line drive into left field. Lamar picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lamar. Maynes moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Maynes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Blue now playing first base. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer throws to second for one, and Tavener throws to first, and Blue drops the ball. Cobb moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Warner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Whitehill trying to get to second. Cobb throws the ball into Boley who tags Whitehill for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a fly ball towards right. Wingo settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wingo. Simmons moves to second. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. Dykes moves to second. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Lamar reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Dykes scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rommel hits a fly ball into right field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 1 in the game. Wingo hits a line drive into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Tavner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavner hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball towards right. Wingo settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wingo. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins bunts towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Simmons moves to third. Dykes moves to second. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wingo, who is chasing the ball. Boley reaches third base with a triple. Simmons scores. Dykes scores. It's 7-0, Athletics. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lamar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wingo. Lamar reaches second base with a double. Boley scores. It's 8-0, Athletics. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lamar. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Warner applying the tag. 2 outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rommel takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rommel moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Rommel moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Tavener fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler strikes out. 1 out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Warner reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first, with Rommel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hankins now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wingo, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. 1 out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Hankins covering, for the out. Simmons scores. 2 outs. It's 9-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Athletics. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-2 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Lamar hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rommel hits a fly ball into right field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blue. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus pinch hits for Don Hankins. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. McManus reaches third base with a triple. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. McManus scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Athletics. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Smith now pitching. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes hits a fly ball towards right. Wingo catches it and throws to first to double up Cobb. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fothergill strikes out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-3 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Cobb fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Cobb. Blue moves to third. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Tavener reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. It's 9-3, Athletics. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Art Rubel pinch hits for George Smith. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.